Peace be with you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我曾经跟大家介绍过一本书，《去过天堂90分钟
I had introduced this book to you before, and the name is 90 Minutes in Heaven.
书中描写的是一位名叫唐泰伯的德克萨斯州的牧师，他自己亲身经历的真人真事。
And this is the real life experience by a pastor in Texas. His name is Don Piper.
那根据这本畅销书拍摄的同名电影，于9月11号公开上映。
And with the story written according to his experience, the film was made and now available since September the 11th this year.
那如果我们要看这个电影的话，你就会看到，整个影片再现了这本书中所描写的场景，也就是在一个阴雨蒙蒙的天气，年轻的派伯牧师他参加完一个牧师的会议之后，驱车返回家的途中，在一个又旧又老的又狭窄的铁桥上面，迎面被一辆18轮的大卡车从他车上压过去，把他车撞得粉碎，也不说粉碎，是面目全非。
The story was about this pastor who just finished up a pastor's meeting and was driving home and then came across, in a raining day, came across a very old steel bridge over a river. And suddenly he found out that his small car was ran over by the 18-wheel big truck.
当时派伯牧师的脉搏停止跳动，所以医护人员呢就当场宣布他死亡了。
When the rescuer came, they found out that his pulse had stopped, so they announced that he was dead.
那就在这个时候，后边排的长长长长队的 C 的车，其中有一个和他同样参加会议、结束会议的一个年长的牧师。那个牧师后来回忆说，他说我和太太呢在出发的时候，在一个路边，他觉得有点疲乏，说我们喝杯咖啡吧。他们下来就喝了杯咖啡，那派布牧师呢就 pass 他们过去了。后来他说，这个撞的应该是我们，我们坐下来喝杯咖啡，结果他被迎面撞上。那这个牧师呢就从后边一步一步的走了半英里的路，他就有一个感动。我要到现场去看一看。
So, old pastor also came out from this meeting, and according to he recalled that he was afraid that he recalled that he stopped to get a coffee. If it was not because of that, it's very likely that it was this old pastor's car that will be ran over by the truck. So. When the accident happened, there was a long line of vehicles all waiting behind. And this old pastor had a very strong urge to go take a look of the accident. So he walked about half a mile to the accident site.
那到了现场之后，他跟警察讲，他说我是一个牧师，我要为这个受伤的，为这个车祸的人祷告。那警察说，那边也撞了2辆车，他们人都没事儿，也不用送医院，你去为他们祷告。他说不，他说我的感动是为那个车，为那个车里边那个人祷告。他说他已经死了，但是他执意要为他祷告。当时呢，前面已经用塑料布盖上了，他就从那个后备箱爬进去，摸了一下他脉搏，没有跳动了，然后呢就趴在那，他也不知道这个人是谁。
So this old pastor came to the scene and told the police that he had a very strong urge to pray for a person inside this car. The police told him, don't waste your time, this person had passed away. Why don't you just pray for the other two cars that people are in, were injured? And but this old pastor said, insisted that he wanted to do that. The police had already covered the car with a white sheet. So this old pastor had to climb in from the back of the car and finally touch the hand of this dead person and found out that the dead person did not have the pulse.
那当那位年长的牧师爬进去祷告的时候，距离车祸发生的时间已经过去了一个半小时，也就是90分钟。And
the time had elapsed for 90 minutes.
他祷告了几分钟之后，他觉得祷告完了，就开始唱诗歌。After
the prayer, the pastor started singing.
当他抓着那个死人的手，唱着唱着，突然听到那个人开口也唱起来，跟着唱同一首诗歌。Then
he found out this dead person started singing along with him.
结果他回忆说：“他说我从那个车里爬出那个速度不知道有多快。”He
recalled that he could hardly recount how fast he ran out of the car.
告诉警察，告诉旁边的人讲，说那个人活着，那人都。 都觉得他早死了，他一直说那个人活着，那个人是活着。后来他们都不相信他，就是我躺在地上，你们要不相信，你不去看，你就从我身上压过去。结果那些警察医务人员到跟前，打开塑料布一摸，整个现场就变了，气氛变了。So
he went out and tell everybody that the person was alive, and finally, the police took out the cover sheet. And found out, yes, that person was revived.
所以接下来的故事呢，就是抢救、送医院、治疗、复健、康复，最后派伯牧师终于又站了起来。So
then the rest of the story are obviously the treatment process, recovery, and a few years later, Pastor Piper was able to stand up again.
这部影片估计最近几天就会到我们南湾，现在已经在克拉玛宗了，所以盼望大家如果有机会，能够和这部影片的主角派伯牧师一起感受一下他去天堂又返回人间的那种美妙的感受。So
I believe in South Bend area we are likely to see this film very soon. Currently, it's been showing at the Kalamazoo, Michigan area, and I hope we all can share that beautiful experience from Pastor Piper.
阅读或者观看天堂的90分钟，会令我们思想两个生命中的主题。This
story will bring us two frequent difficulties that we face in our life.
对，也是两个难题，就是一个是如何面对我们生命中不可避免的磨难发生。First
one is how do we face those inevitable sufferings in our lives?
另外一个是面对磨难发生之后的祷告。And
how should we pray after those suffering happened to us.
那今天我们就借着对这两个生命中的难题的思索，从雅各书5章13到18节的经文，继续接受基督信徒生命成长过程中的挑战。这个挑战就是恳切祷告的挑战。So
with these two questions or difficulties, they give rise to the sermon topic today, regarding the challenges of fervent prayers.
上次我们已经介绍了雅各书5章，就是上一次的12节到它最后结束的20节，是整卷书的结尾的部分，是对信徒的劝勉，也是命令。So
chapter 5 of James, verses 12 through 20. is a summary or conclusion of the whole book. It's also the encouragements and commands to believers.
既是劝勉命令，也是对我们信徒生命成长成熟的总结性的挑战。
He also give out a summarized challenge, to us.
上周与大家分享了十二节是关于说诚实话的挑战。
Last week, I preached about verse 12. That was the challenges about telling the truth.
那刚才大家一起所读的13到20节，应该是13到18节。13到18节共6节经文里边，每一节经文都出现了一个词，那就是祷告，或者是祈祷，或者是祈求。
Then from 13 through 18, every single verse has a mentioned either prayer, petition, or intercession.
所以提到祷告，我特别是从心里面想跟弟兄姐妹们在一起来分享，祷告在我们耶稣基督的信徒的属灵生命中的位置怎么样？
How is prayer, or how should prayer, what kind of status prayer should occupy us, the believers of Jesus Christ, in our daily life?
似乎在理论上，我们应该都认为祷告是很重要的。
In theory, we all agree that prayers are very important to Christians.
记得我来到南湾，担任咱们教会的牧师的第一堂的第一个主日的讲道，分享的题目是什么？还有人记得吗？
Anyone recall what was the first sermon title when I came to this church as the former pastor?
亲近神的祷告。
It's the prayer that draw us closer to God.
其中提到做了基督徒之后，我们有两个非常重要也是最基本的功课要学习，哪两个功课？
And I mentioned the two elementary works or lessons that Christians need to learn. What are they?
读经，祷告。
It's reading the Bible and pray to God.
读经，读上帝的话语，祷告，与我们所信的那位上帝交谈。
So read Bible is reading God's words, and prayers is to have conversation with the God that we pray to.
所以有人形容说，读经是上帝向我们说话，祷告呢，是我们向上帝说话。
So some people have this saying that reading the Bible is God speaking to us, while prayers are we speaking to God.
但是
However,
作为生活在这个世界上的人，与那位看不见摸不着也听不到的上帝谈话交谈，哇，实在是一件异常困难的事情。
However, it's really difficult for human beings to want to communicate with a God that's not visible and you cannot touch or you cannot hear.
难怪我们对读经，尤其是对祷告的认识，以及对祷告的实践，都存在着许许多多的模糊的，或者是疑惑的那些误区。
So no wonder Christians have a lot of regarding the knowledge and the practice about prayer. Many Christians still have questions and misunderstanding.
那就雅各书五章13到18节这段经文来说，历史历代的解经家、信仰的团体也都存在着对这段圣经的不同的认识和实践的依据。
And even the theologians over the ages may have different interpretation and practice about verses 12 through 13 through 18.
所以我在准备这一段讲章的时候花了很大很大的功夫，内容太多，问题也很多，那怎样求神给我们赐智慧，让我们能明白这段经文里边的祷告的主题，很难很难。
So it's very difficult for me to prepare the sermon because there are so many different resources perspectives.
所以直到昨天晚上我才决定把这一篇的准备的这些内容呢分两次，今天呢我们就借着第十三节，雅各书五章十三节来分享恳切祷告的挑战的上半部分。
So last night I finally made a decision to divide the sermons into two parts, and today is the first part.
从祷告中得安慰，雅各书五章十三节。
The first thing is how can we gain comfort from prayers?
十三节前半部分，你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。
Verse 13, is anyone of you in trouble? He should pray.
那请问经文这里边要我们祷告的目的是什么？
What's the purpose that this verse 13 asks us to pray when we are in trouble or in suffering?
有受苦的祷告的目的是什么？是求神帮助我们解脱苦难吗？
Does it mean that we ask God to take away those suffering?
所以我们首先来认识一下这里的受苦。
So let's see the meaning of suffering or in trouble.
那这里的这个受苦，它的本意是承受厄运、忍受艰辛的意思。
And that is to suffer or endure evils, hardship, troubles.
那如果仔细追究的话，这个词就和前面的五章十节的经文里边有一个受苦是相同的一个来源。
And you can look back to the same chapter, verse 10.
就是里边形容先知们奉主名说话，他们能够受苦，能够忍耐，让我们学习他们的榜样。
Like verse 10 says, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord.
所以雅各书五章十三节这里的受苦的关键是在那个受苦。
So the key is to endure that suffering or hardship.
承受、忍受、能忍受、能忍耐。
Have patience, be able to endure.
那在旧约圣经中，古代众先知经历了各种各样的苦难以及试炼，那圣经让我们来学习他们做榜样。在新约圣经中呢，另外呢，只有两段经文使用了这里这个苦受苦这个字儿。
In Old Testament, many prophets had endured lots of the trials and hardships. In the New Testament, we see only two other places use the same word of suffering.
一段是提摩太后书二章九节，我保罗因为传着福音而受苦，遭受苦难，甚至被捆绑像囚犯一样，但是上帝的话是不受捆绑的。
First one is Second Timothy regarding Paul himself, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained.
另外一个呢，就提摩太后书四章五节。至于你，提摩太，无论在任何情况下都要谨慎，要受苦，忍受苦难，做传道人应做的工作，忠心履行你侍奉的职务。
The second one is found in 2 Timothy 4, verse 5. But you, Timothy, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
所以很显然，雅各书五章十三节这里的受苦，应该是指的那种被迫忍受不幸的内心经历。
So the suffering that verse 13 refers to is the one that you are forced to endure mental or emotional distress.
是指那些遭逼迫、受虐待、被他人恶待那些人所受的苦难。
And it includes those persecutions, maltreatment, or abuse.
而并非因为身体的疾病所受的苦
but not physical ailment.
那如果更确切的讲呢，就是像旧约的众先知那样，为了传扬上帝的信息而受的苦，像新约使徒保罗、彼得以及传道的提摩太他们那样，为了宣扬耶稣的救恩所受的苦。
So it is specifically referring to the suffering that those prophets in the Old Testament or the New Testament figures such as Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, or Timothy. They suffer because of the shake of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那如果从这个角度来说，我们在北美做基督的信徒，是不是生活在蜜罐子里？
So in comparison, we Christians living in North America, it seems that we are living in a can of honey.
我们有没有因着信仰而受苦的经历？
Do we ever suffer
有没有？
Because of our faith in Christ?
如果说我们因着信仰有苦的话，可能就是说，哇，牧师，你为什么老逼着我们写个人见证啊？比我们好几个月。
Maybe the only suffering that we have endured is from pastor, because pastor demanded us to write up our personal testimony.
这小组周五聚会在家里面多方便呢，你为什么还要大老远的让我们开车十多分钟、二十分钟到教会来？好苦啊！
Or other hardship is to drive to the church.On Friday meetings, fellowship meetings.
周日早晨起来有好多好多事情要做的，紧赶慢赶，我累得够呛哎。十点钟过后我就迟到几分钟，又怎么了？
Oh, why should I mean there are so many things to do on Sunday morning, and sometimes I may be late, but what's a big deal?
中国大陆浙江省从去年，也就是2014年2月份到目前为止，已经有将近2000多座教堂顶上的十字架被强行拆毁。
Since February 2014, just in the Zhejiang province in China, there were more than 2,000 churches that their crossatop of the building or in front of the building were forced to be destroyed.
许许多多的信徒、传道人，仅仅是为了保护教堂的十字架不被拆毁，不被他们随意拆毁，仅仅也是就是为了逃一个说法，那他们呢就遭到毒打，遭到拘留，甚至被抓坐牢。
Many pastors and believers, in order to defend for the church cross, or even just want to get a legitimate reason from the government, they were persecuted and put into the jail, or they were beaten. This picture put me in tears. Several sisters bound themselves around the bottom or the root, the foundation of the cross in front of the law enforcement.
浙江省 温州市平阳县有一个叫黄义子的牧师，是浙江十字架风波中第一个被囚的牧师。
Pastor Huang Yizi, from Wenzhou City in Zhejiang, he was one of the earliest prisoners because of the protection or defending his church's cross.
他被抓的罪名呢，就是聚众扰乱社会秩序。He
was put into the jail, and the accusation is that he gathered the crowd to disturb the order of the society.
在看守所被关押了一年。He
was put in jail, in police custody for one whole year.
那在他被关押期间，警方花了5个月的时间对他进行了全方位的审查。The
police spent 5 months, investigate him.
将他所发出的200多万条微信，全部卡配两个 DVD 的盘，一条一条来查。They
downloaded 2 million WeChat messages that he sent out. And it occupied the 2 packs of DVDs.
把他从2010年到14年所有的银行进出的账一笔一笔的查证核实.
And they investigated every single transaction in his bank account from 2010 to 2014.
然后呢，就从欺骗钱财、挪用公款、国外渗透等等。 经济和政治方面，找来找去，没有找到一点问题，没有抓住一个把柄。Although
they try to use all kind of excuses, economically, economic and political excuses such as embezzlement, of the public wealth, or a connection, spying for foreign countries and so forth, but they could not find any accusation that can stand.
所以你看，最后连查案民警都对我说：“我佩服你们基督教，你们这么有公道，我真不知道政府为什么这么搞你。”
At the end, even the investigator, those police, told him in person that I really admire you, Christians, because I don't know why. You have to go through, our government put you through this, all those ordeal because you are so, you have not violated anything.
我继续读一段这个亚洲周刊上对他出狱之后的采访，说听说你在狱中传了很多福音。他说对，我曾经住过4个监室，接触很多犯人，其中一个监室 待了8个多月，90%都信耶稣了。From
the newspaper, the reporter interviewed him, and he said that in the jail, he led about 90% of the inmates to the Lord.
这些囚犯们每天跟他一起做泄饭祷告以后才吃早饭。They
were willing to pray before they eat.
后来换了监室，他们严密地控制我传福音，但是我的道德伦理很自然地感染了很多人，所以180人里边有100来人信了，每天早晨起床，晚上睡觉，一个个轮流到我这里来祷告。
So they even changed me to a different cell room, and but still, because of my ethics, it's kind of contagious. I influence many others, and out of the total 180 some inmates, more than 100 of them became Christians and came to me to pray every day.
看守所的领导来找我的时候，我说我为你们看守所做了最大的贡献。抢劫的下决心再不抢了。有两个小偷说出去想搞一个烧烤，能不能让我借他几千块钱？我说绝对没问题，只要你走上正路。So
I told the jail manager that I have done the biggest contribution to this jail because the robbers promised that they would not rob again, and the two former thieves now asked me if I can lend a few thousand dollars to them so they can go out and establish a regular business of barbecue.
有个上市公司的大老板写信给自己的员工，说你们知道吗？牢里有多恐惧呀！ 我根本没法过下去，幸亏我遇到了一个牧师，信了耶稣，否则我早就不在了。And
a business boss wrote back to his colleagues saying that the life in jail is very miserable. Had I not met this pastor who changed my life, I would not be here, I would not survive today.
我不知道此时此刻大家的感受如何。
I don't know how you feel after listening to those news.
或者有弟兄姐妹在问，合着牧师您的意思，话里话外的意思是说，我们生活在北美的耶稣的信徒，没有机会遭受信仰上面的苦难。
So maybe you ask, Pastor, you share those news with us. Was that a reminder that in North America we don't have the suffering from our belief?
那雅各书5章13节这段经文对我们今天在北美的信徒有何意义？
So if we don't have persecution in North America because of our faith, then what is this passage relevant?
希伯来书4章12节，上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Hebrews 4:12 says, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
请大家回顾一下雅各书1章开始的两段，一个是呢从2到11节，还有从12到18节那两次。 我们的主题是什么？
Maybe it's helpful to recall our earlier sermon back to the beginning of the same book, Book of James, Chapter 1. The two sections, 2 through 11 and 12 through 18.
有一直面试炼的考验，当试探来临的时候。
Earlier, we talked about those two passages, and we talked about the how should we face trials and temptations.
我相信雅各书在结尾的一劝勉、鼓励所发出的命令，与书卷开始的那一段经文所发出的呼吁、挑战，应该是遥相呼应的。
I believe that's the beginning of the book of James that gave us a challenge. And here, when we came to the end of the book of James, the conclusion also reflects the earlier messages.
在我们成为耶稣基督的信徒之后，生命中所遭遇的，无论是试炼、 还是试探，对我们来讲都可以说是受苦。
In our Christian life, whether it's trials or temptation, they are all related to suffering.
因为试炼是来自于哪里呀？试炼与来自于哪里呀？
Do you remember where did the trials come from?
试炼来自于上帝，要考验我们，磨练我们。试探呢，来自于撒旦，来自于魔鬼。
The trials come from the Lord in order to train us, mold us. On the other hand, temptation came from Satan.
所以从这个角度讲，作为人，我们有何德？我们有何能？我何以能够跟上帝和魔鬼撒旦抗争呢？
So in this aspect, as human beings, how can we fight against the spiritual beings, God and Satan?
我们唯一能做的是什么？对，就是祈祷，就是祷告。
We cannot fight the spiritual beings.And the only thing we can do is pray.
我们祈祷什么？祷告什么？
What should be the contents of our prayers?
第一，祈祷上帝赐给我们承受、忍受那个试炼的智慧或者是能力，让我们能够承受、能够忍耐。
First is to pray that God will give us sufficient wisdom and ability to endure, to bear the trials.
使我们面对罪恶的诱惑，面对痛苦磨难的蹂躏等百般的试炼的时候，能够成为一个能忍受、能忍耐的属于上帝的人。
That God will give us enough patience.So that we can face all kind of hardship and trials.
面对试探，我们怎么祈求啊？
How should we pray about temptations?
求上帝不让我们遇见试探，对不对？
Like the Lord's prayers, we should pray that God will lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离那凶恶的境遇。
And deliver us from the perilous circumstances set up by Satan.
我们还要祷告，还要祈求什么？
Anything else should we pray?
祈求上帝不要让我们成为什么？那带给耶稣基督信徒的试炼者和试探者，不要让我们自己成为那个者。
And don't also pray for ourselves that we would not become the people who brought trials or temptation to others.
因为在这个世界上，上帝不会亲自来试炼我们，他要借着人事物。那撒旦也不会亲自来，他要借着人事物来试探我们。所以求上帝不要让我们成为那个试炼者、试探者。来对付我们的信徒，对付我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because the whether trials or temptations, the original source are from God and Satan, but they all have to go through the different people surrounding us.
有人讲说，在挫折、压力、诱惑下，一个人的性格和力量的强弱。才能够充分地显露出来。大家对这句话有什么感想？
There's a popular saying that under the setbacks, pressure, or temptation, a person's character and strengths will reveal.
挫折、压力、诱惑，这些对人来讲都可以说是受苦。
Because,
但假如我们依靠自己的性格依靠自己的力量，其结果呢？
So one saying may be that you can overcome those setbacks, pressures, temptations by your own characters and your own strengths.
据说中国大陆 1966年到1976年 10年的文化大革命中,
for example, the 10 years Cultural Revolution in China from
1966 to 1976.
To many people, that was a period of time of such suffering because they suffered persecution, maltreatment, and abuse.
看看这些人, 包括我自己的父亲, 他们中间不知道有多少人经历过了抗日战争, 国共两党的战争, 那种严刑拷打, 他们靠着一东西, 所谓的信仰, 甚至他们靠着自己的性格和力量, 那些刚强的人, 许许多多人, 在这个世间, 走不下去了。 在极度的委屈, 无助, 绝望的情况下, 他们自己结束了自己的生命。 还有许许多多人, 精神受到了重创, 成为家人一生的负担。
Many victims, as we saw the picture over here, great leaders, and also including pastor's father. They could survive the China and Japan war. They could survive the war between nationalist and communist. Through their own strong characteristics and their own strengths. But during that 10 years of Cultural Revolution, some of them committed suicide, others they collapsed. They suffered a big blow to their mental health.
我不知道大家是否认同这样的观点, 就说依靠自己的性格和力量, 战胜了那些挫折, 那些压力, 那些诱惑的人, 心中最容易产生两个情节。
According to my observation, many people who believe that they can overcome those sufferings through their own strengths or their own characters, very commonly the outcome is that they have two kinds of psychological complex.
一个情节是侥幸, 我的运气好, 另外一个呢, 就是骄傲, 我的能力强, 我靠我自己走过来。
One complex is that I'm a lucky one. The other one is I am capable.
我相信在我们生活中看到许多, 那种经过自己的性格, 自己的 力量走过来的，有着那种侥幸、骄傲情节的人，在我们的生活中是一个怎么样的一个状况？我相信大家都见过这样的人。
So maybe in many of you, in your life, you have seen people like those that have those two types of complexes.
那浙江温州的那位黄毅子牧师出狱之后，被问到说：“你怎样看待？” 强拆十字架对基督徒的意义，问到这个时候，他回答了一句话，他说：“这个事情应该是上帝允许的。” So
if we go back to that pastor in Wenzhou who was put in jail because of the defending of the cross, when he was asked how he look at now from the retrospect, look at the whole thing that he had endured. And his answer is that this is a thing that God had permitted.
有一段经文特别能够安慰我们, 马太福音 10章 29到31节, 两只麻雀固然用一个铜钱就买得到，但是你们的天赋若不许可，一只也不会掉在地上。至于你们，连你们的头发也都数过了，所以不要怕，你们比许多麻雀要贵重多了。神如果不允许，我们一根头发也不会掉。
So this, Jesus' words bring us comfort. In Matthew 10, verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows.
其实侥幸和骄傲很容易使人陷入一种自我封闭的状态，一个特点就是缺乏感恩的心。
So for those people who develop that two types of complexes, feel that they are either the lucky ones or the capable ones, usually they drop into a self-closed status, and they never give appreciation, but never have a heart of appreciation.
这就是我们今天的主题，关于恳切祷告的挑战之所在。
And this is our theme today. This is the challenge of regarding fervent prayers.
缺乏感恩的心是因为不认识那位叫日头照好人也照歹人降雨给义人也给不义的人的那位独有的创造的神。
Most of those people who doesn't have a thanksgiving heart were because that they don't know the Lord who let the sun shines on good men and also the bad men. He also gives rains to the righteous ones and the not so righteous ones.
所以在遇到挫折、压力、诱惑的时候，不知道去上帝。去向上帝发出恳求祷告。
So when facing sufferings, those people doesn't know that they can go to God and pray.
最终只能依靠自己的性格力量，顽强地走下去。
And they can only rely on themselves, their characters or their strengths.
但是对一个已经认识上帝并且受洗成为基督的信徒的人来讲，在我们遇到挫折、遇到压力、遇到诱惑的时候，说我祷告了呀，可是呢，我怎么也体会不到雅各书五章后面那段经文的意思呀。
But to us believers who have been baptized in Christ, when we face sufferings and pressures and temptations,We may wonder, how come I don't feel the same? I cannot relate to the feeling in the end of chapter 5 of James.
有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂，这是雅各书五章十三节后边所讲的。我怎么体会不到？
How come I cannot relate to the second half of verse 13? Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
首先，当我们做了信徒之后，依然受苦，那我们可以说一个话，说恭喜你。
So, if we are already Christians and we are still enduring some sort of suffering, we should say congratulations.
因为上帝可能要重用你。
Because God is molding you and will use you.
你看雅各书一章二三节讲，弟兄姐妹们，你们遭遇各种试炼，应该认为是可庆幸的事，因为知道你们的信心经过了考验，就会产生忍耐。
In the contemporary translation, James 1:2 says, "My friends, consider yourself fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way, for you know that when your faith succeeds in facing such trials."The result is the ability to endure.
另外，在我们受苦中，我们觉得祷告无力的时候，就要检讨一下了。 检讨一下我们向上帝所发出的是不是恳切的祷告。
Also, we need to re-examine ourselves and see whether our prayers to the Lord are fervent.
那现在我们先来认识一下五章十三节后面这段经文，有喜乐，这个喜乐是怎么样的喜乐？
So let's see this happy or joy.
这个词呢是表达一种心情畅快而感受到的充满的喜悦的一种感觉。
This is the psychological expression, feeling a lot of happiness and joy.
那这个词在新约圣经其他的经文中只有在使徒行传里面出现了两次。
And we saw the same word appeared in Acts 27.
使徒行传二十七章二十二节，现在我劝你们放心。二十五节，所以各位可以放心，我相信上帝必定实现他对我说的话。放心，就是这个喜乐，同一个字，在新约圣经中只出现三次。
So that cheer, that good, that happiness, that cheer, appear only in the New Testament in those two places, other places, where it was translated as "keep up your courage."
所以我们看天主教牧灵圣经，它的翻译还比较确切。有谁觉得？神清气爽，就该赞美天主。
The Chinese Catholic Bible translation probably is closer in terms of Chinese.
所以大家可以体会一下，那这里的喜乐与前半句的受苦，是形成了一个鲜明对照的心境的描写。
So here the cheer and joy is a strong contrast to the earlier suffering.
当我们被迫忍受不幸的内心经历的时候，上帝垂听了我们发自肺腑的恳切祷告，带领保守我们走过了挫折，走过了压力，走过了诱惑等那些苦难的试炼之后，我们会不会感觉到神清气爽，然后情不自禁的就会赞美那位上帝。
So the interpretation is that when the law protects us and leads us out of those sufferings, then we naturally will feel a burden rolled away and we will have that kind of cheer from the bottom of our heart.And we cannot help but sing praises to him.
所以有喜乐呢，就放心，就歌颂。那这个歌颂呢，更好的体现就在以弗所书五章十九节：当有诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱、口对说、口唱心和的赞美主。这个心和就是这个歌颂。
And we, this is an even deeper description.Of that kind of joy and singing. It says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
所以回到刚才的问题，在我们遇到挫折、压力、诱惑的时候，我祷告了，可是我怎么样也体会不到那个清爽，那种喜乐，怎么办？
So, what should we do if you feel that you still cannot relate to that kind of happiness when you face the temptations?
那就要检讨，检讨我们向上帝发出的是不是恳切的祷告，怎么检讨？
We need to examine whether our prayers are fervent.
定一个传道人的建议作为我们个人的检讨。你看，这是第一，我做了信徒之后和上帝的关系如何，是否平时不读经不祷告，有了难处采取向他发出命令式的祈祷。
Here are a few suggestions borrowing from other other pastors. The first one is we should examine our relationship with the Lord. Whether we daily, if we do not read Bible, don't pray to Him on a regular basis, and only when we are in trouble, we ask for help.
第二, 我虽然受洗做了信徒, 但是我有没有继续犯罪? 我有没有悔改认罪? 是不是因着这个罪阻挡了我与上帝的关系?
The second thing we should check out is that if you have been baptized, you need to check or examine whether is any sin that still become the hinder between you and the Lord. If you, do you continue to sin against what Bible teaches?
所以我的祷告上帝不垂听。
Therefore, your prayers were not listened.
第三, 我是否平时很少有感动? 去为他人代祷啊?
Thirdly, let's ask ourselves, do you have the touch to pray for others?
我似乎平时对祷告一丁点的感动的负担都没有。
Do I have the burden to pray?
盼望这三点作为我们自己的检讨，作为我们恳切祷告。 是否在神面前做这样的检讨?
So those three are the checklist to examine whether our prayer is fervent.
我们一起祷告。
Now let's pray.
恩主慈爱的阿爸父，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。阿爸
Father, we thank you for your precious words.
真是我们知道主您的话语是两刃的剑。
Your words are like the two-edged sword.
使我们心中的罪，使我们这样的罪人无处躲藏。
That you shined on the darkness in our hearts.
愿主您赐福我们今天生活在北美的信徒。
May you bless those believers living in North America.
让我们明白主您的心意，让我们学习古代先知。 那些他们在为主传扬主您的好消息所奉上的。
Help us understand how those saints in the Bible and how those saints in current churches, how they offer themselves.
愿主您带领我们走过我们今天所处的各种各样的那些难处，那些所受的苦难。
May you help us lead and overcome those sufferings.
让我们学习成为一个能够恳切祷告的人。
Help us to become a person who is willing to pray fervently.
让我们的生命能够成为他人的帮助，成为福音的一份子。
Help us so that our lives can be can help others.
这样的感恩感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with a thanksgiving heart in Jesus' name. Amen.